I'm Dr. Latham. I'm one of the physicians here in the community. I take care of approximately a third of the population here. When George was here last time, about 2 years ago, I don't know if he remembers me, but I said, hey, why don't you go for a ride with me? I'd like to take you through the North Country and take a look, see how beautiful this part of the country is. The people are very friendly. He kind of turned me down. Hopefully, maybe if you're going to stick around tonight, we can give you that ride tomorrow morning. But it was interesting when I was talking to him, he said, you know, in all of the time I've been doing this for the government, I have never seen the resistance that there is to this as I have seen in this group. I thought, wow, that's amazing. Now, when I talked 2.5 years ago about the Nohegan, I talked to the manager of the wildlife refuge there, who is part of the Department of Interior, and his comment was, well, they have 150-foot right-of-way, which they got before we became a reservation. I'm not going to give them another inch. My statement is amen. We're not going to give them another inch. Now, I was a regional coordinator of emergency management for the Department of Emergency Management in Virginia. My job and my training is for the last 30 years before becoming a doctor was that of an emergency manager. So I've kind of looked at some of the things and some of the target areas that are faced by the terrorists. In fact, last night we were talking about some of these items. This is a manual here that is had by the FBI and that I received back in 2001, right after we had the 9/11 accident. This is an individual who was from Iraq. Her relative was General Affair, who was the president of Iraq before Saddam Hussein. She indicated that in this country, the electric power is generated at 12,000 volts and then stepped up to over 100,000 volts for transmission. These step-up transformers are unique and are custom-built, and the Iraqis and the Muslims know that. It's our Achilles heel. You knock out one of those transformers and everything downline from that is out of commission. One of the other things that we looked at is Public Service of New Hampshire. Thanks for Larry Rappaport. When I asked the question, I said, why don't they just bury it along the old rail lines that we have on both sides of the river and get the tax benefit from that? He says, well, you see, it's economics, Dr. Latham, as we talked at Hicks. He said, Public Service New Hampshire needs them to go through their line in order to maintain their solvency. I said, but we're not benefiting as taxpayers. So I think that's something that we need to look at. It's been mentioned here many times. The bottom line is the dollar. Thank you.